This Thursday and Friday nights, Marble City Opera is presenting two one-act operas, Gallantry by Douglas Moore and La Divina by Thomas Pozzettieri. Performances are given at the Emporium in downtown Knoxville and begin at 8 p.m. And here to talk with me about these productions is General and Artistic Director Catherine Frady and also soprano Jackie Burkeen. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about these operas. What are they about?
Well, La Divina is about a opera diva who is about to give her final performance. And it is a really, really funny tale about her and her manager and her assistant and the conductor. And these are the players that are within the opera. And we've actually gone so far as that the conductor who I hired to conduct the shows is also singing the role of the conductor. So that's a lot of fun. The pianist has a little bit of action and drama. We have a couple of supers who are playing backstage hands. Jackie, do you want to talk a little bit about your character?
Yes.
As the diva?
Yes. My character, Adelina Altina, she is preparing for her final performance, and she's so used to having all of the attention on herself that she's suddenly realizing that all of the people who are always clapping for her and cheering for her and throwing roses to her just aren't going to anymore, because she'll just be a normal person waking up and having coffee and going to lunch and watching a lot of TV. And so it kind of hits her hard, and she realizes, you know, she's getting older and she's not really sure what to look forward to afterwards. But in all of this, she is still a diva and has crazy idiosyncrasies and is very over the top, running around and fussing at everyone.
So it could be kind of some serious subject matter, but you're having a lot of fun with it.
Exactly.
Yes. There's a nice little moment. I mean, a lot of it is highly stylized, broad comedy. I mean, lots of physical comedy as well in the drama. But there is a nice moment where you actually see the diva, like, contemplate, you know, what is actually going to be happening when she leaves the career. And it's a really sweet, beautiful moment. And then it goes right back into all of the hysterics with the characters.
And so the other opera, Gallantry by Douglas Moore, this is an opera about a soap opera?
It is a soap opera, okay. Complete with your surgeon, your nurse, your patient, a love triangle, and complete with interruptions for commercials. So we have a commercial announcer who comes out and is always singing about this soap you should buy or this cleaner you should buy. And then she introduces the production again. And the surgeon is in love with the nurse. The nurse is engaged to the patient. And it's really very silly.
Okay, so Jackie Burkeen, you are the soprano. Who are the other performers in each of these productions?
We're using essentially the same cast. In La Divina, we have Jackie Burkeen singing the diva. We have April Hill, who is singing the role of Cecily, which is the diva's assistant. Austin Caness, who is a baritone nearby. He's not exactly in Knoxville, but he lives in Cleveland, Tennessee. And he is singing the role of Matthew, the manager. And then Ace Edwards is conducting the performances and singing the conductor. And in Gallantry, it's Jackie, Austin as the surgeon, and Ryan Ford as the patient, who Jackie's character Lola is engaged to, and April Hill, who is playing the announcer.
How do you find these performers? Do you have auditions?
We do. We have auditions. Jackie auditioned for me last spring, and she's new to the Knoxville area. You want to tell us where you're from?
Yes. I am originally from Southeast Louisiana, and I moved to Indiana, Bloomington, Indiana, and lived there for a while I got my master's degree at Indiana University. And we needed a change, and my family lives out in the mountains here, so we came to Knoxville and will never leave. It's beautiful.
It is.
And she wrote to me because she'd seen some Marble City Opera paraphernalia, I suppose.
I did. I was like, what is this new little opera company? And I emailed Catherine, and I was shocked that Catherine emailed me back. It wasn't some person who I'd never heard of, like some assistant that, you know, scapegoat has to do all the emails. No, it was Catherine. And she and I talked and set up the audition, and I met her and sang for her. And it's really just kind of wonderful to have this so nearby.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So that's how I found Jackie. April is also a local soprano in Knoxville. She grew up here and went off to college, and now she's back. Austin Kness, I know him through another friend who's an opera singer, and they just happen to have family in the Cleveland area. And Ryan Ford auditioned for me in the fall auditions.
So Ace Edwards is conducting the orchestra. What is the orchestration?
Well, for this production, we are only using piano and one other instrument for each piece. So La Divina is piano and trombone.
Okay.
And the trombone actually is a full-on character in the piece. It's really fun. In Gallantry, we're using piano and flute. And the flute is actually the bird character. So each second instrument, Jackie is waving at me because I am actually playing the flute in the production.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know you played flute, Catherine.
I do, yeah.
Many hidden talents.
Hidden talent, yeah.
So I play in Scruffy City Orchestra, mm-hmm. and Ace Edwards is one of the conductors, and he was telling us about this, and all of us were like, what, you're singing, you know, and like, what is this? And I watched the clip that you have on your Facebook page, and he's really good.
Yeah.
And he's like full out acting it. And
when the cameras came on, you can ask me about Ace, because when the cameras came on, he turned it on. Like some of the gestures and things I've been talking to him about that he hadn't quite done yet, they were just like, oh yes, I know what I'm doing now. Like, he's a true, true performer.
And so fun.
And when I actually met Ace, we got together and had coffee, and he had sent me his whole resume. And on the resume, it says he's done a vocal performance degree in undergrad. So Ace has a ton of different experience also. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been a singer, he's done stage management, he's done directing, he has a doctorate in opera conducting. So he's definitely the type of person that is really, really good to know and very, very helpful for me in running Marble City Opera.
What's next for Marble City Opera?
Next on the docket is a production of La Traviata with most of the chorus cut, bringing it down to about an hour and 20 minutes. It's going to be performed in the Concourse nightclub.
Oh, fun. Yeah. That sounds really interesting. Well, Catherine and Jackie, thanks for stopping by WUOT to chat with me today, and best of luck with your performances.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Catherine Frady, General and Artistic Director of Marble City Opera, and soprano Jackie Burkeen, who are presenting 2 one-act comedic operas this Thursday and Friday nights at 8 p.m. Performances will be given at the Emporium in downtown Knoxville. More information is available online at marblecityopera.com.